Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to be here to provide you with an update on the progress that we're making on the rollout of the new needs-based Ontario Autism Program, and I'm glad to be joined by my parliamentary assistant from Ottawa, Jeremy Roberts, who's here as well. Thanks to the hard work of our implementation working group, the Child and Parent Resource Institute, otherwise known as CPRI, and several service providers, we're moving forward with the implementation of the new program by beginning to offer core clinical services, including behavioral therapy, speech-language pathology, occupational therapy, and mental health supports based on individuals' needs. This is a critical step forward in our transformation of autism services in Ontario. But before I continue, I'd like to offer some personal comments. COVID-19 has put unbearable challenges on our families across the province, across the country, and indeed around the world. Throughout these difficult times, we've had to make many sacrifices to keep one another safe. The pandemic and the lockdown have been particularly hard on individuals with special needs and their families. I've spoken with concerned parents, advocates, service providers, and community partners who've told me about the struggles that they're facing, and I can assure you that we've heard you. Your questions and concerns have guided and continue to guide our work as we move forward with the new needs-based Ontario Autism Program. Today, we mark another milestone on the road to implementing the recommendations of the Autism Advisory Panel, core clinical services. This month, the ministry will identify the approximately 600 children and youth who will be invited to participate in the launch of core clinical services. They'll represent a diverse sample of families within the Ontario Autism Program. By including children and youth from every corner of the province of various ages and genders, as well as a mix of individuals with behavioral plans and families receiving direct funding, we'll be able to rigorously review and evaluate the process. Starting in March, families will be contacted to begin the next steps that will include a new determination of needs process to identify an individual's Ontario Autism Program funding allocation for core clinical services. As recommended by the advisory panel, the determination of needs process has been developed based on the advice and clinical expertise of the implementation working group, as well as current research. A care coordinator who will be a family's main point of contact in the new program will guide families through the process using a standardized tool. They will also be there when needed to assist families in navigating the program and accessing supports for their children, including connecting them to clinicians when they access core services. Once families receive their allocations, they'll work with their clinician to develop treatment options and plans that respond to their child's unique needs. Clinical and research experts at Ontario's Child and Parent Resource Institute will oversee the launch of core clinical services and use of the determination of needs process. This will be evaluated on an ongoing basis to make sure that it's responsive to the individual needs of children and youth on the autism spectrum. The process has been designed and informed through the efforts of the implementation working group, and I'd really like to acknowledge their dedication and efforts to advise on the implementation of the needs-based autism program and thank them for their service. This is such an important step forward with implementing a comprehensive and family-centered Ontario Autism Program. As we launch core services, I want to assure parents that we're committed to continuing support for children and families as we roll out the program. This will take time, but we're extending behavior plans until individuals transition to core clinical services. And recognizing the uncertainty that families continue to face as a result of COVID-19, we will offer families an extension of interim funding to purchase the services they feel are most appropriate for their child or children. My ministry will share further details about eligibility and how to apply for an extension of interim funding in the coming weeks. We're also continuing to give families up to 18 months to spend the funding that they've already received. Today is an assurance to families that we're making progress on this needs-based autism program and that it's on its way. This isn't easy work, and we know how difficult the last year has been on every family. No government's ever gotten this right. And we want to ensure that we never have to come back here to start from scratch. We want a solid foundation that works for all, and I mean all, families with children on the autism spectrum. This includes the supports we launched last summer with Foundational Family Services, and we estimate to have over 20,000 families served in the 7 months since that program launched. And in the next few weeks, we'll initiate a community-based proposal process for organizations in the autism and special needs sectors to deliver urgent response services. Urgent response services will provide a time-limited, rapid response to a specific identified need to prevent further escalation. And to ensure families can access this new program, we'll be making an additional investment in the 5 regional diagnostic hubs, including those in Northern Ontario. The goal is to improve families' access to a diagnostic assessment for their child by reducing wait lists and wait times. This will help families across the province access the Ontario Autism Program services as quickly as possible. Finally, I'm pleased to note that we are proceeding with the work to increase oversight for providers who deliver ABA therapy in Ontario. We can confirm that providers will be regulated as a new profession under the College of Psychologists in Ontario. I want to thank everyone who contributed to the development of the Determination of Needs process and those who will oversee its launch. This work is critical to implementing a comprehensive, evidence-based, and family-centered Ontario Autism Program. No government has ever provided such a well-rounded program for the autism community. We'll be the gold standard. We'll be the jurisdiction that communities look to. This is a truly comprehensive plan made by the community for the community. As we continue our work building and rolling out our needs-based program, we're responding to expert recommendations while continuing to support families during the transition. Our needs-based program will see more children receiving support than ever before in Ontario. And I look forward to continuing to provide updates to you and to the families across the province as those details become available. Thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions that you might have.
So we will be going to the phone line for questions. There'll be one question, one follow-up. So if we can have the first question, please.
First question comes from Jack Howen from Queen's Park Briefing. Please go ahead. Jack Howen, your line is open. Please go ahead.
We can go to the next question, please.
Next question is from Snae Dugal at Queen's Park Briefing. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, Minister. Thanks for taking our questions. Sorry, can you hear me okay?
And Snae, yep.
Okay, perfect. I was just wondering, is there going to be a limit on the amount of funding that any individual child can receive under the needs-based program? And if so, what is the maximum?
Yeah, thanks for that question. All of the program advice has come from the Ontario Autism Advisory Panel. As you'll recall, they gave us 79 pages worth of recommendations, and the Implementation Working Group has been working through all of those recommendations. And one of the recommendations that we did receive was that we have funding allocations to a certain point. There will be an allocation of $65,000 for the most extreme cases, and that will include up to 20 hours of therapy per week, every week of the year. And those scales will be available. They will be part of a process involving our care coordinators, but it's ultimately our clinicians that will be the ones deciding on how much ABA therapy that an individual may receive, or the other parts of core services as well, like a speech-language pathology, occupational therapy, or the mental health piece that's available for the first time ever in this program.
Thank you. And I'm sorry if I missed this, but I was just wondering how many, you mentioned the 600 children at this point. How many children do you plan to get into core services by the end of this year? And and I'm just wondering, I mean, in sorry if I can just tag on to that question, in one of the documents that your government released, It mentioned that the independent intake organization, you expect that it'll reach kind of full functioning by 2023-2024. Is that still the target date? And I'm wondering why you expect it will take that long.
Yeah, so thanks for the question. As I mentioned in my remarks, we want to make sure that we get this right. That's why we're starting with the 600 children who will come from various ages, genders, and geographic areas across the province. We'll be talking with the parents and families that are involved with these young people and their clinicians to ensure that we are getting this right and that the needs-based assessment tool is actually working. So that's why we're starting with 600. We also have a call for application out there, as you point out, for the IIO, the Independent Intake Organization, which will be the central hub for the new Ontario Autism Program. That hasn't been announced who that will be yet. So this will allow us to make sure that the program is going to work. It'll allow us to get the IIO in place. And then we've made a commitment to have 8,000 children in the core services by the time that this program is fully up and running and continuing to add children in the years to come.
Next question.
Next question comes from Tim Durkin at CJBQ Belleville. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Minister. I'm wondering what you're looking at to determine kind of the funding levels and needs. Are there when you're dealing with anything this complex, there must be a number of moving parts. What are kind of the big core things that are the focus for this?
For the question, this is going to be a very complex program, and when I say this is going to be the gold standard, I believe it truly is for autism programs in North America and around the world. We've taken the time to ensure that we've consulted with the autism panel and the experts who sat around that panel, and then those clinical experts who are part of our implementation working group as well, to ensure that we have a program that's going to meet the needs of children and as many children as we can possibly reach in the province. So having that expert advice sitting at the table for long periods of time and guiding this process, this truly is an Ontario autism program that's been built by the community for the community. We've seen so many governments get this wrong over the years that we wanted to make sure that we took the time, to your point about complexity, making sure that we got this right. And that's why we're starting slowly with the 600 families so that they can work with the care coordinators, so that process is going to work guiding them through the various programs that are available. The clinicians will then be able to decide where that funding allocation goes as far as the services that are required. And the care coordinator is going to be there with the families throughout this entire process, almost acting as a tour guide, if you will, to ensure that they're getting all of the services that that child can access in the program, whether it be the foundational family services. And we're expecting over 20,000 families will have taken advantage of that program. And that's a new program that's there immediately upon diagnosis for families. One thing that I did hear early on was that families didn't know where to turn, and there was almost a period of mourning after they got their diagnosis. The care coordinator will be there from the beginning. Foundational Family Services will be there from the beginning, and we'll be able to walk alongside that care coordinator to ensure that families are getting the services they need.
Follow up?
The number of agencies involved in this, Minister, is there at a community level, do we have an idea of who's going to be kind of the facilitator, or is it just going to be a number of agencies going through kind of a one-on-one between the family and an individual?
There's all kinds of different resources out there for families to access, both public and private, and that will continue for the families that are in the core services. They'll work with their clinicians to access the services where they can. But what we wanted to provide today was some certainty to families that there actually is a needs-based program that's starting in Ontario today. And I am so thrilled, alongside my parliamentary assistant, Jeremy, to be able to stand here today and make the announcement that this needs-based program is going to be up and running and providing some certainty to the providers that this is on its way.
Thank you, Minister.
Question?
As a reminder, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Next question is from Colin DeMello at CTV News. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Minister. I see you've lost the pandemic beard, but you're looking good. I just have a question just to clarify. So you said 600 now, 8,000 by the time the program is fully implemented. Is that correct?
By the end of this year, when the program is up and running, we intend to have 8,000 people in core services.
Okay, perfect. So where does that leave the 34,000 of the 42,000 children who are there? How long will it take for them to kind of get implemented into that program? And I had another question as well, but if you don't mind answering this one.
No, we'll get to that one. You know, certainly, again, we're starting slow with the 600, moving to 8,000 when we have the independent intake operation up and running and able to process children and get their allocations to them as quickly as we possibly can. But I think the important thing to note here is that in the meantime, you know, understanding that COVID exists and there are delays as a result of that, we're extending funding to families so that they can continue to purchase services for their children. So those payments will be rolling out. We've extended the time period that families can spend that money that's come from the province. But the one thing that's really important to note is that every child that's registered with the Ontario Autism Program and every family that's registered is getting funding from the Government of Ontario to purchase services in their community.
Okay, I think a lot of those families have kind of established that the funding might not necessarily be enough. So is there specifically a date that you guys have set aside, whether it's, you know, in the immediate future or the distant future, when all children will be able to be in this needs-based program? And just a follow-up about the budget as well. It's currently still $600 million. Are there any plans to increase it? Because a financial accountability officer had highlighted that you would need, I believe, about $1.4 billion in order to take care of all of the children in the needs-based program.
Yeah, so it's important to note that we have doubled the funding allocation from the previous government from $300 million to $600 million. That's our commitment this year. That's our commitment next year, that the Ontario Autism Program will continue to have $600 million and that we'll be spending that each year. You know, the one thing that the autism panel recommended in their 79-page report and all of the recommendations was that we reach as many kids as we possibly can into the core services program or the needs-based program. And that's what we're working towards, is ensuring that we can get as many kids as we possibly can into that program.
Next question.
Next question comes from Chris Rushowy at the Toronto Star. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, thank you. I'm just wondering if you could talk a little bit about why you're starting with 600 families. I mean, why are you not starting with more families in order to get this going and make up for lost time?
So I think, you know, the number 600 is achievable for the first month of March. If we can move more children into that program, I think that will be the direction that I'll be giving the ministry, is that we can move more kids in. But we've started with 600. They'll be working with the folks at CPRI out of London. And we want to make sure, again, we took a sample size. We want to make sure that this program is going to work. So it gives us the time to make sure that the needs assessment tool is working. We can refine the process with these 600 kids. And again, we want to make sure we have a good number of kids at the younger ages, some from the older ages, some in between, with different levels of need, and then make sure they're coming from different parts of the province as well. So working with a number that that we can continue to communicate with those individuals, their families, and the clinicians that are helping provide the services to make sure that it's going to work, and then we can proceed from there.
Follow-up?
Yes, thank you. And with regards to funding, was all the funding allocated to the autism program spent in 2020? And if not, will those funds be rolled over to 2021?
Yeah, so there's... you know, our commitment has been from the start to spend the $600 million in the 1920 year and 2021 year. We issued a release earlier, you know, in conversation with the Auditor General on how we're able to allocate that funding or accrue that funding. And I issued a press release back in the fall on how we would be proceeding with that. So we are proceeding with $600 million each year going forward.
There are no further questions in queue.